With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last month, the Maryland Department of the Environment petitioned EPA to try to get the federal agency to force coal-fired power plants in Pennsylvania, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia to stop releasing so much air pollution, which drifts downwind and contributes to smog in Baltimore and elsewhere in Maryland. The action was not unexpected, because about 70% of the air pollution in Maryland comes from out of state. But here's what was amazing. Many of these power plants invested hundreds of millions of dollars to install air pollution control systems to filter out the pollutant at issue here, nitrogen oxides. And these plants, for years, successfully ran these filtration systems. But then a few years ago, they stopped, just turned off the filters, and let the pollutant flow freely out. Jamie Smith Hopkins is a reporter for the Center for Public Integrity, which published a story on the phenomena.
There are 19 plants Maryland has identified that have controls to reduce NOx, which contributes to ozone, and they're not running them. And they're saving money as a result of this, and Maryland wants them to actually run the controls that they have.
The upwind power companies, including Duke Energy, which owns the Gibson Generating Station in southern Indiana, are saving hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars because the filtration systems require the purchase of ammonia. But by pinching pennies like this, these power companies are also dumping into the Chesapeake Bay because nitrogen oxide air pollution is a major source of algae blooms and low oxygen dead zones in the bay. And more importantly, in addition to worsening smog, these companies could be contributing to the premature deaths of elderly people in Maryland because nitrogen oxides and other pollutants form microscopic particles that trigger asthma and heart attacks.
There are health impacts. Some people think of smog and they think brown, you know, but really the issue with ozone is it's bad for your lungs, and it's particularly bad for people with lung diseases, for instance, people with asthma, because it can trigger attacks.
Bruce Buckheit directed EPA's air enforcement program from 1996 to 2004. He said it's becoming increasingly common for coal plants across the country not to run their air pollution control equipment for nitrogen oxides, also called NOx.
I looked 2 years ago at this issue and looked in Pennsylvania and found lots of plants in Pennsylvania that weren't running their NOx controls, and testified before the EPA's Science Advisory Board about this.
Buckheit explained this is happening for two reasons. First, EPA does not flat out require power companies to run their pollution control systems. Instead, the agency uses a pollution credit trading system in which power companies can buy allowances for their emissions. As long as a power plant is within the pollution allowance that it purchased, it does not have to run the filtration systems. Second, many coal-fired power plants across the U.S. are closing because hydraulic fracturing has made natural gas cheaper than coal. This has reduced pollution somewhat, which is good, but it's also made it easier for the remaining coal plants to buy the pollution credits they need and still remain under limits that are averaged out over an entire state. The looseness in this trading system is a problem because it means that we are missing out on a cheap and easy way to reduce pollution in our lungs and in our bay. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.